We start on this Tuesday evening with arts news from Alan Corr. And Robert Downey Jr. is Hollywood's top paid star, Alan.
Well, the Iron Man star has topped Forbes' annual ranking of the top paid movie stars for the second year running. He has earned an estimated $75 million for the year 2012 and 2013. Second place goes to Dwayne The Rock Johnson with earnings of $52 million, while third place went to the Hangover star Bradley Cooper with estimated earnings of $46 million. What? Fourth and fifth places went to Leonardo DiCaprio with $39 million. I can live with that. And Chris Hemsworth with $37 million. Liam Neeson is in sixth place, having taken, see what I did there, $36 million. Now, it is worth noting, Sean, that there is not one woman on this top 10 list.
23 acts have joined the Electric Picnic lineup.
Well, James Vincent McMorrow, The Stripes, Wild Beasts and Man of the Moment, Hosier are among the latest acts to be added to the lineup for next month's Electric Picnic in Stradbally Estate, County Leash. Also joining the bill are Hercules and Love Affair, Kathy Davey, Irish band Walking on Cars, who have just signed an old-fashioned record deal with Universal, La Galaxy and the Dublin Gospel Choir. Electric Picnic takes place from August 29 to 31st and full details are at electricpicnic.ie.
And finally then, Alan, George Harrison Memorial Tree has been killed in a sad irony, I suppose, by beetles.
Well, all things must pass, but a tree planted in Griffith Park in Los Angeles in memory of the late Beatle has been killed by an infestation of beetles, actual beetles, the naughty little blighters. The LA Times reports that the tree was planted in 2004 in memory of the Quiet Beetle near Griffith Observatory, the iconic building featured in many movies, including Rebel Without a Cause. Now, the tree will be replanted soon, say the LA Council. George, who died in 2004, and one spent his final days in LA and was an avid gardener for much of his adult life. The memorial tree had grown to more than 10 feet tall, but by last year it had been overrun by this particularly virulent form of beetle mania. Now take note, Alanis Morissette, this is irony.
Thank you very much to Alan Corr, and more on RT10, the Entertainment Network.